Beats Solo 2 Wireless versus Solo 3, which is better and why? Still comparing Beats Solo 2 Wireless versus Solo 3? Not sure which model would actually come out on top? Then you need to see this detailed comparison below. Beats Solo 2 Overview. Beats Solo 2 headphones replace the Beats Solo HD headphones, which were hugely popular and have become a symbol of the popularity of high-end sets. Although we thought the previous batch was quite poor, Beats has made substantial improvements to the audio quality. Although these headphones aren't for audio purists, they have excellent design and sensible design decisions that make them likely to continue their success. Pros: audio quality has been improved, excellent sound isolation exercise with a reliable grip, comfortable, lightweight fit, 30-foot range, internal rechargeable battery for 12 hours, mobile devices can be controlled via an inline microphone and remote control. Cons: it sounds a little unbalanced, comfort issues for glasses wearers, purists and those who want a flat response are not going to like big bass sounds. Possibly a little too expensive. Beats Solo 3 Overview. Beats Solo 3 wireless headphones were one of the first Beats Solo products that received new technology and Apple expertise. The Solo 3 is a clear example of Apple's influence and clear signs that the two companies collaborate. Pros: a fun, energetic sound, Apple W1 chip improves iOS device experience, amazing battery life, passive listening via detachable cable and inline remote, wireless performance that is rock solid, lightweight and comfortable. Cons: dominant bass, expensive during long listening sessions, the headband can become uncomfortable, flimsy, plastic rich construction, not great at handling acoustic music, these apps won't be as useful without an iOS device. Beats Solo 2 Wireless vs Solo 3 Wireless Comparison. Design: Beats Solo 2 headphones are lightweight and very versatile. These models are slim and feature the Beats headphones design. The cable has a microphone and remote that can be used to connect to your device. You can use the remote to change volume, skip songs and perform other cool tricks. These features are better for iOS devices. This post will provide more information about connectivity. You can fold the headphones down easily, making them easy to transport. A carrying case is included as an option. The model is lightweight and portable without compromising on style. The Solo 3 model is also focused on style and versatility, but it has a few extra features you won't find in the Solo 2 model. The Solo 3 headphones, which are wireless, have a multi-purpose button in the right ear cup and a few other controls. The headphones are incredibly light for wireless. The manufacturer usually has to compromise weight for the latest technology. However, the Solo 3 headphones weigh only slightly less than their wired counterpart. The Solo 3 folds into a compact size that can be easily carried. Beats Solo 2 vs 3 Sound Quality. Beats Solo products are focused on the bass. This was an issue with the Solo HD model. The heavy bass distortion and unclear sound made it difficult to hear the music. Although the Solo 2 model has more bass, the sound is more precise. This model is not for you if you listen to music with a sharp ear. The emphasis is on the highs and lows, with the mids being less clear than they should. This leads to a hyped-up sound. The bass isn't too loud. The soundstage is good, which makes it a sound experience that favors clarity over accuracy. The Solo 3 model is again focused more on entertainment than clarity. Although the headphones have strong bass, they lack the treble to balance them. Although the headphones don't have a slow or sluggish sound, the bass can drown out other elements of music. If you don't want a clear sound, this is a good thing. However, experienced audiophiles won't be pleased with the results. These sounds are loud and fun, but they're not focused on close listeners. This sound is for people who love to dance and party. Although the audio quality is not as poor as you might expect from cheaper headphones, they sound harsher and focused than other brands. Beats is a brand that is all about entertainment and energy. What's is in the box? A Beats by Dre product would be visible from a mile away. The brand's focus is on its style. This is why the brand was founded on it. The box will be the same. The Solo 2 model's outer box should match the color of your purchase and be set against a black backdrop. Your headphones will be stored inside a soft carrying bag. You will find the manual, the warranty information, and a 3.5mm cable. The box looks great and has bold embossed branding. The box is so attractive that you will want to take it with you as you leave the shop. The Beats Solo 3 and Solo 2 box is different. The package comes with a white sleeve which slips off to reveal the matte black box. The box opens to reveal a wall of text, which we are used to seeing in Apple product boxes. The Solo 3 model was designed with Apple in mind. The box contains a soft carrying case, a 3.5mm cable connecting to other devices, a carabiner, and an information booklet. Solo 2 and Solo 3 appear to be equally matched in terms of extras because they both contain the same amount. Connectivity. The Beats Solo 2 wireless is not suitable if you want to use Bluetooth to connect your headphones. Solo 2 wireless is a bulkier model that has trouble connecting to different devices. Tech support is available for this type of issue. You can only connect the devices using the 3.5mm cable, which has a microphone and remote. You can easily replace the cable with a comparable cable if it breaks. This makes Solo 2 stand out from other brands. It is a standard cable that can be used to connect devices. Although the remote has three buttons, one of which will work on Android, only one button works with Android devices. These buttons work better with iOS devices. Although the microphone works well, these headphones are not one you would want to use for working or making calls. The Solo 3 model excels in connectivity. Pairing via Bluetooth is easy and seamless if you own an Apple device. Just press a button, and your headphones will be connected to any device in your iCloud account. Solo 3 is at the forefront of Bluetooth technology. Connecting to an iOS device will be more difficult if you don't have one. You will need to repeat the same steps. The headphones will connect to any Bluetooth device, just like every other Bluetooth connection. You don't need to worry about the headphones not being paired while you run. Comfort. Solo 2 has an over-the-ear design instead of a wireless on-ear headphone. This can cause discomfort, which users don't always appreciate. Beats Solo has put much effort into comfort to ensure your ears don't hurt after a while. You can adjust the headphones to find the perfect size for you. The headphones also have soft touch material in the band to keep your head cool and prevent the headphones from falling off. You can now exercise with no worries about your headphones falling off. You can also wear the leather earcups comfortably over your ears. You might feel some discomfort in your ears after a while. However, if you rest your ears for a while, the headphones will soon be comfortable again. The Solo 3 headphones are just as comfortable as the Solo 2, if not better. You can adjust the headphones to fit snugly on your head. They won't fall off easily, and they won't feel like they are falling off. The leather covering the earcups is extremely comfortable and seals well. The leather can soften over time, so it may take some time to get used. Your ears may overheat quickly because the headphones are so tight. This is easily fixed and doesn't pose a danger. It's not uncomfortable. You can take the headphones off for a short time before you try them again. Style. Beats by Dre is all in style. It doesn't prioritize type over functionality, but they do have some of the best headphones on the market. Solo 2 is no exception. The headphones are compact and sleek, displaying Beats style. You can choose from glossy or matte versions, and there are many colors to choose from. This model is unlike other premium headphones. It has sharp and clean edges. These headphones look expensive and sophisticated while still retaining the Beats aesthetic. The headphones are lightweight and won't stick out too much from your head. They are so lightweight that you won't even notice that they are over your ears. The glossy finish can attract greasy fingerprints that are hard to believe. If possible, choose a matte finish. Solo 3 is not much different from Solo 2. You won't be hard-pressed to see the differences. However, this does not mean there has been no style change. The Solo 3 is wireless and slightly larger than the Solo 1, but it doesn't lose the sleek design Beats is known for. There is a range of glossy and matte colors available. These colors match almost perfectly with the latest iPhone models so that you can check your headphones for iOS products. Batteries. The Solo 2 model can be charged via a USB cable. It will take approximately 2 hours to charge fully. After the battery has fully charged, you can expect to get about 11 hours of use from your headphones. It's enough for most people to last a few days. However, if you are an audiophile, you will need to charge your headphones every other day. Although the battery is durable, if they are left on while you're not using them, it will quickly drain. Make sure you turn your headphones off when they're not in use. You can connect the audio cable if you run out of batteries. The Beats Solo 3 model can last for 40 hours. This is twice the amount of time you get with the older model. The headphones have been upgraded with software that allows for this significant improvement. The battery life of headphones depends on how often you use them. The battery life will be reduced if you blast music at a high volume. You will get 40 hours of use if you keep the volume at an average level. You won't have to wait long before you can use them again. Apple claims that the headphones can be charged in just 5 minutes and provide 3 hours of battery life. This is excellent news if you are ever short on time. Price. You want to find out if headphones are worth the high price. Although the Solo 2 model is made of plastic, it doesn't feel too fragile. Although they aren't the most flexible models on the market, they won't break easily. They are free from visible screws and elements that can rust or snap easily. Solo 2 is designed to fold up so some components may break or become dusty. Although the sound quality isn't the best, it is not terrible. Although the cable may eventually need to be replaced, it shouldn't break too easily. The Solo 2 is not remarkable, aside from its sleek design and better sound. The Beats Solo 3 is an excellent buy because it offers innovative software. Apple claims the W1 connectivity chip is responsible for superior connectivity and performance. This statement has not been contradicted by anything we have seen. The Solo 3 model is well known for its long-lasting battery life and easy connectivity. There are some sound improvements, but the majority of them were made to wireless technology. The Beats Solo 3 is made mainly of plastic, just like the Solo 2. Although it isn't fragile, you won't want to drop your headphones often, especially when they come with high prices. Conclusion: Beats Solo 2 and Solo 3 wireless, which is better? Although the answer may vary from one user to another, we recommend Solo 3. Solo 2 is a great model, but it isn't remarkable. Solo 3 is a remarkable model with many innovative features. If in doubt, go for the unique and creative. We hope you found this helpful article, and whichever you choose, Resense will be here to support you if you ever have any Beats questions.